relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Welcome, dear friends, to America First One-on-One, your opportunity to go beyond the talking points, the three-minute little segments you get on TV and elsewhere. This is where we go long-form, deep dive with the actual newsmakers and the real experts. It's been far too long since he's been in studio. We are delighted to have former ICE director in the Trump administration, Tom Homan. Welcome back to America First.
Thanks for having me.
So this, your story, your basket of responsibilities when it came to securing the border under DHS has kind of fallen by the wayside in the last 4 weeks as we look at the events in Ukraine, first a serious war since 1945. However, let's tie the two together. Thursday's news, yesterday's news was the Biden administration giving a special clearance to at least 100,000 refugees from the Ukraine. Can you walk us through first the system? We have billions of people potentially who want to come to America, not just because they're being persecuted like the Ukrainians, but for economic reasons. How does any administration choose which country gets special treatment? Can you unpack that for us?
Well, first of all, people need to understand what's happening on the southwest border right now. Vast majority of Central Americans, people need to understand that 9 out of 10 Central Americans that claim asylum at our border never get relief from U.S. courts because they either don't qualify or they don't show up in court. So hundreds of thousands coming across claiming asylum is plugging the system up, backing the system up for people that really need it, like maybe nationals of Ukraine. But when you enter the country...
Let me unpack that. The majority, 90%, say, hey, I want asylum, which should apply in international law to those who would face violence or persecution if they stayed home, not for people who just want a better job.
No, to claim asylum, you must be escaping fear, persecution from your home government, from the government, because your race, religion, political affiliation, membership in a specific social group, but it has to be fear from your government. So again, 95% of everything on the southwest border is Central Americans. And based on immigration court data, this isn't Tom Homan's data, it's immigration court data, 88.7% never get relief. They simply don't qualify. And that's why we've asked Congress to change that law, because the first asylum interview that's conducted on the border has a very low threshold. Because you know, when it was written that way, they don't want to accidentally send people home to be persecuted. But when you get in front of an immigration judge, that threshold is much higher. So we're asking Congress to fix that. Raise that first threshold interview closer to the legal threshold in immigration court.
Meaning, when you're using terms that may not be familiar to those outside of the government system, the first interview has to really demonstrate that these people will be in danger if they stay back home.
With a really low threshold. So right now, the cartels teach them what to say. They'll give them 3 or 4 key sentences. They'll say it, and they get let in and get released. And like I said, half don't show up in immigration court. The other half that show up, they don't qualify because the bar is much higher in front of an immigration judge. You got to prove in front of an immigration judge, burden of proof on the asylee, that you're escaping fear and persecution from your home government. And what makes it even more damaging is if you're from, like, say, Honduras. If you're really escaping fear and persecution from Honduras and you walk through Mexico, well, guess what? You escaped that fear and persecution because you're not in Honduras anymore. You should be claiming asylum in the first country you come to.
So let me just be very specific here. That's actually international law. Asylum seekers, if they are in danger in their home country, whatever it is, as soon as they step on the territory of the first nation where they're not in danger, that's where they should be applying for asylum, not walking through 3 other countries until they get to America, correct?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what President Trump did. He thought out of the box, and he had what they call safe third country agreements with El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Mexico, that if you get to another free country and you escape that fear and persecution from your home government, that's where you should claim asylum. And the 3 Central Americans in Mexico agreed to that. That was one of the great things President Trump implemented. Of course, Joe Biden killed it first week in office.
Yeah. Talk to us about the numbers. So we're more than a year in right now. Can you just give us the shocking figures for the state of illegal immigration and the southern border alone?
Approximately 2 million people entered the country illegally last year. 2 million. Which, 2 million.
Which we know of.
Exactly. Which we know of, because there's another 500,000, 500,000 gotaways, people that got by the Border Patrol. And people said, where do you come up with that number? It's based on camera traffic, drone traffic, and sensor traffic they couldn't respond to. They count them. So it happened, we couldn't catch. The terrible thing is not only is that the historic illegal immigration, the highest we've ever seen in this nation, on the heels of the most secure border we ever had that Joe Biden inherited from President Trump, illegal immigration is down 83%, 35-year low. In months, Joe Biden took the most secure border I've seen in my career and turned it into an historic illegal immigration crisis. And on this, on the back foot of that, ICE report just got released 2 weeks ago, the lowest number of removals by ICE in the history of the agency, and the same year you got record illegal immigration on the border. Again, does it make sense? No, but it's by design. This is about open borders. They have hamstrung ICE, so ICE can no longer do their job.
Reminds me of another paradoxical set of figures. The most people ever voted in the election in 2020, but we had the least record for problematic ballots, which is really strange. You have the most votes in history, allegedly 81 million for Joe Biden, but the least number of spoiled and rejected ballots. So you have the highest influx of illegal immigrants with the least number actually sent back.
Yes, absolutely. And not only just sent back, because Biden administration came and said, oh, we're going to redo what ICE does. We want to concentrate more on the worst criminals. The numbers came out. They arrested about half the criminals we did on the Trump administration. They removed half the criminals we did. So for concentrating on criminals, they failed miserably because they removed half the criminals we did during the last year of Trump. And if you look at the 59,000 removals ICE did last year, 59,000 total removals, the lowest in the history of the agency. 28,000 of those removals were by the Trump administration last 3 months in power. So Trump administration removed more people in 3 months than Biden administration
nine. Wow. He's the author of Defend the Border and Save Lives, Solving Our Most Important Humanitarian and Security Crisis. And can you confirm for me that people who get into, illegal aliens who get into the system, they're not given court dates anymore. They are told to present themselves later to get a court date.
Very few get court dates because the Border Patrol, they're so overwhelmed. It takes extra paperwork to process somebody under what we call Title 8 proceedings. So they're sending them with an NTR, notice to report. Or what I just saw a sneak email a few hours ago is that now they know the surge is coming right now because they're going to end Title 42. Now they're going to choose to parole everybody in, which is illegal. Parole statute says you must determine by case-by-case basis if the person be paroled in the United States for a significant public reason or a law enforcement reason. And they're just going to blanket it. And they already been warned by the courts about this once, but this administration don't care about breaking the law. But you're right. A lot of people are released on notice to report. Show up at an ICE office when you get a chance, when you get to your final destination.
Which means what? If you tell an illegal alien, hey, will you just sometime report yourself? It just doesn't happen, does it?
Well, half the time it happens. But here's the most important. Everybody says, well, have them show up. Yeah, but how many leave after they get order removed? If you look at the Homeland Security Life Cycle Report, 3 to 6% leave.
Who are told to leave.
Who are told to leave by a judge. 3 to 6% of families.
So hang on. So I am not an immigration lawyer. I'm an immigrant who did it legally. I took my time. I paid my money. I took my citizen test. I took my oath. So this is where I have to. So you are told to leave after court hearing.
You're ordered to leave by an immigration
judge. And you're not put in cuffs and removed?
No.
What?
You're released.
You're told to leave America, and then you walk out of the courtroom?
Yes, you do.
It's a bad joke.
It's a terrible joke. And that's why, again, the Trump administration said, I was in the Oval Office. I remember this conversation. He said, okay, explain this to me, Tom. So 90% will pass their first interview and get released for the court date. Then Most of them will lose their court date, but only 3 to 6% leave. He goes, why the hell do we do that? He goes, remain in Mexico. We're going to keep in Mexico until their hearing. And when the hearing is, when they have a hearing, if they win, congratulations.
All right, we need to discuss this because I think, and again, I'm not the expert, you are former director of ICE. We need to explain why the Remain in Mexico policy worked so well and what it means and the other things to do with COVID and the other measures that worked to protect the border when you were in charge and the president was in the White House. We're talking to Tom Homan. You've got to get his book. The book is Defend the Border and Save Lives, Solving Our Most Important Humanitarian and Security Crisis. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. One-on-one. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast. Go to your podcast platform like Spotify. Punch in my name, Sebastian Gorka. Subscribe. It's free. Never miss an episode. Do us a review and send the links. If you haven't already done so, don't forget to register for our Stand With Israel tour later this year, 10 days in the Holy Land, November 30th to December 9th. We are going to walk where our Lord and Savior walked the earth. Places you may have only read about in the Bible, Jerusalem, the Sea of Galilee. We're going to be there with my superb Salem colleague Dinesh D'Souza and his lovely wife Debbie. Even if you've been to Israel, you haven't been with me and Dinesh. Reserve your tickets today. Go to standwithisraeltour.com or call 855-565-5519. That's 855-565-5519. Standwithisraeltour.com. That's standwithisraeltour.com. Whether it's the regular Hellcat or whether it's the compensated RDP with that miniature red dot, I love them all. How did it take so long to invent a factory compensated subcompact 9mm? Well, guess what? Springfield did it, and I'm a huge fan, and I'm Sebastian Gorka.
The Hellcat from Springfield Armory is still the smallest, highest-capacity micro-compact in the world. Available in standard or optics-ready configurations, the class-leading capacity of the Hellcat gives you 11+1 with the standard magazine and 13+1 with the included extended mag. The definitive concealed carry pistol is here. The Hellcat from Springfield Armory gives you the capacity to defend.
Tom, talk to us about this stay in Mexico policy. So in comes a businessman. He's not, you know, part of the swamp. He's a practical individual. He realizes the border is broken. It's one of the key issues that actually got him elected. Talk to us about the things that changed when the Trump administration was in power.
Well, first of all, remain in Mexico. It was brilliant. Again, he listened to me saying, okay, so 90% passed the first interview on the border. When they get to court, 90% lose. He goes, and only 3 to 6% leave. He goes, why the hell are we doing that? Why are we releasing them? So we're going to stop catch and release. Matter of fact, we're going to keep them in Mexico. And when their immigration hearing is due, they'll come up, they'll have a hearing. If they win, congratulations, you're in.
So walk me through it. So they've crossed the border once illegally. Right. They request asylum. And you guys say, okay, but you have to go back to Mexico and wait. Is that how it worked?
Yes, until your hearing date.
Okay, and then they're allowed for the hearing date to come back. Why was it so genius to keep them in Mexico? What did that result
because in? Because it stopped the catch and release. It stopped the 90%. Look, 700,000 people in this country right now got an order of removal and haven't left. It stopped that. It stopped the insanity. So Trump said, look, they can still have their asylum hearing, but they're going to wait in Mexico. Now, you know, they've already escaped Central America, so they're not in danger of their home government anymore. So right. Wait in Mexico. It made perfect sense. And he got Mexico to agree to do it. That, on top of the agreements with the three Central American countries that you can be called safe havens from a national from another country once they cross through your land. And you know, building the wall was a huge issue. And Title 42.
Explain Title 42, because this was perhaps one of your most powerful tools, correct?
Absolutely. You know, again, it was a phone conversation. We're in the middle of massive COVID, and President Trump was trying to do what he could to, you know, a lot of flights were stopping coming in. And he called me and said, what more can I do, Tom, on the border? I said, you need to talk to CDC. And I told him there's a reg, Title 42, that you may be able to, you know, implement. He goes, and he talked to me a few minutes. He wrote it down. Then he called Mark Morgan, who was still working for him as a CBP commissioner. Then they started having a series of meetings. A couple weeks later, Title 42. And what Title 42 simply says, we're in the middle of a pandemic, so we shouldn't let people enter our country while we're in the middle of a pandemic.
So it allowed immigration to be strengthened by the public health tools you have in a global pandemic. Say, hang on, guys, this isn't just about, you know, economic migrants or asylum. We've got the COVID threat, so we can just shut things down.
All right, especially considering the fact that Border Patrol was not testing. They were not vaccinating. They still don't test or vaccinate. You know who is being vaccinated and who's being tested and vaccinated right now on the border?
Who?
Those who return to Mexico on the Remain in Mexico program. We vaccinate those we send back to Mexico, but not the ones they release to the United States. That's not a joke. And that is, I wake up every day thinking about that. That's not vast knowledge. I know what's happening, though. We care about more about the safety and health of country Mexico than we do our own country, apparently.
Tell us about Title 42. Is it still in place? What is the danger that this administration is going to pull the plug on that?
Well, as soon as Joe Biden got in office, he cut people out of it. First, all family units, now we're not going to send them back. So about 85% of family units were still let in, even though we had Title 42 from the CDC. They ignored it and let 85% of family units come in. Unaccompanied alien children, all of them came in. Single adults that didn't speak Spanish, they came in. So Joe Biden took Title 42. He already cut it up real bad.
And when it comes to family units, I saw a study where they actually tested some of them, and then there was serious...
NGOs tested them. The U.S. government didn't.
Right.
The Border Patrol didn't.
Right.
Cities took it upon themselves to test them.
And the results were shocking, meaning that a lot of these quote-unquote family units weren't actually related to each other.
Oh, we found that out, absolutely, yes. A lot of these kids are being trafficked by these organizations.
Rented out as props.
You know, when I was the ICE director, we had several investigations on children being rented by the cartels to single males to act like a father and son or father and daughter. Once they get here, they send the child back to be re-rented. So, you know, that absolutely did happen. And what now the Biden administration is going to stop Title 42. Rumor is April 20th. If they stop it, then every single adult is going to come to the border. They'll have to be processed. We're going to go back to overcrowded conditions. But what the administration will do, they'll parole them, which is quicker. They'll send more Border Patrol agents down.
Explain what that means, to parole them, as opposed to what happened before. What does that mean?
You're released to the United States for a significant benefit parole, which means we're not going to deal with you right now. We're going to let you in the United States because it's an emergency, but we're going to deal with you later. It's really just meant for a very small portion. When I was the ICE director, I think we paroled in a year and a half, 20. They're paroling 200 an hour down on board.
And then, once you say you're paroled into America, how do you ever find those people again, Tom?
Well, if they're in the wind, they're in the wind. Most are in the wind. So that's why we don't like to use it. For the one significant public benefit, significant law for you, like when I was ICE director, I'd allow parole somebody in that's going to be a witness in a huge criminal trial. And we keep track of them because of the purpose. But when the Secretary Mayorkas allows thousands of illegal aliens just to be paroled in because they don't have time to process them, 9 out of 10 of them are going to be in the wind, absolutely. But when they stop Title 42, the numbers are going to get worse. And it's going to be overcrowded again, which means more Border Patrol agents get pulled off the border, which means more fentanyl gets in, which means more bad guys get in, which means more gotaways. It's just going to exacerbate the situation on the border.
And we know this for a fact because there's been no effort in the last 14 months to even slightly improve the situation. Everything they do when it comes to border integrity makes it worse, correct?
Right. You got the Secretary of Homeland Security making a statement. Being in the country illegally is not enough to be arrested by ICE. He told the rest of the world, if you enter the country illegally, even if a judge orders you removed, you're just in the country illegally. I'm not going to let ICE come and find you. On top of that, 2 weeks later, he says ICE can no longer conduct worksite enforcement operations. The number one reason people come to this country is to get a job. Now he's saying being in the country illegally is not enough to be arrested. You can get a job here illegally. We can't arrest you there either. Who the hell wouldn't come? So the secretary himself just keeps throwing gas on the fire.
Yeah, it's turning us into a magnet, and it's being done consciously. If you believe in America, this is the show for you, America First. Go to our website, get all the America First material you need to send a message to this administration, all of it made in America. The shirts, the T-shirts, the hats, and super popular, the Let's Go Brandon gear. Yes, yard signs, hats, T-shirts, Let's Go Brandon, all made in the United States. Go to SebGorkaStore.com. Tell the world what you believe in and send a message to the crazies in the White House. That's SebGorkaStore.com, store.com, SebGorkaStore.com. This isn't NPR. We don't get $500 million from the U.S. taxpayer. We actually work for a living. This is a free market enterprise, and we do so with the support of some amazing entrepreneurs, including Mike Lindell. Mike is under attack right now. They want to cancel him. The big box stores have banned him. His bank has shut down all of his bank accounts. Please send the man some love. Let's tell the left they can't destroy this man simply because he's a conservative. Use my name at his website and Mike will give you up to 66% off his line of more than 150 products. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code G-O-R-K-A. The phone number is 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. Did you know that the FTC reported a whopping 45% increase in fraud and identity theft claims in 2020? Our increasingly digital lives and massive shift to remote work has created easy targets for scammers and cyber hackers. You may have security systems in place for real life, but what about your online life? Identity Guard can sound the alarm if your digital presence is at risk. Identity Guard specialists have resolved thousands of identity theft cases in their 25-year history, and their concierge-level U.S.-based customer support helps you successfully navigate the uncertainty identity theft events can cause. If a threat is found, you'll get alerted fast, like if your online accounts or passwords were leaked, or if someone tries to open a bank account in your name. For a limited time, Identity Guard is offering our listeners a 30-day free trial when you visit identityguard.com/Gorka. Go now, identityguard.com/Gorka, to get complete protection, huge savings, and a 30-day free trial. Certain terms apply. See site for details. Go today, identityguard.com/Gorka. Don't forget Tom's book, Defend the Border and Save Lives. Educate yourself on the threat to our sovereignty. Tom, can you give us a little peek behind the curtain of what it was like in the Trump administration when in comes this guy, he sees the swamp, he's elected to build the wall, never done politics before, and then he has to deal with the governments of other nations. When he's talking to Guatemala, to Mexico, to Honduras, how do they behave? How do you get them not to just open the sluice gates in their countries? Talk about the reality of, you know, the other nations who really aren't that vested in helping us?
You know, President Trump, that's why, you know, in my opinion, he's the greatest president I've worked for, and I've worked for six down to Ronald Reagan. I respect them all, but no one did more to secure our border than President Trump. Look, he's a badass, right? He went down to Central America. You know, he told Central America, we give you millions of dollars, added up to billions of dollars every year to help your country, so you're going to help me. You're going to let this third country agreement go through. You're going to sign it.
So no stupid, nice, flowery, diplomatic stuff. No. It was just straight talking.
Do this, right? I cut off the purse strings. Mexico's the same reason. Mexico had to remain a Mexico program. They put military in the southern northern border because he says, you're going to do this, so I'm going to tariff you. So, you know, he came in. His number one concern was the safety and security of this nation. He didn't give a excuse me. He didn't care who he didn't care. You're going to blink that out, hopefully.
We'll deal with that. Don't worry.
He didn't care who he upset. Because his goal was to protect this country.
And is that what he had to do with everybody, or was some governments better than others? What's your experience? Was it hardball with everybody?
No, with Central America, they didn't push back at all. Mexico didn't push back at all. So on the countries I'm concerned with, mass migrations come to them, they didn't give much pushback at all. Mexico gave a little pushback, but Trump called the bluff. And he got almost there, and they said, okay, we get it. So in President Biden now, he's not holding these countries accountable. So and President Trump came in, like I said many times, I worked for six presidents. No one did more. He came in. He was a game changer.
Yeah.
He got illegal immigration down to a 35-year low. He got illegal immigration down 83%. So I did a show this morning. And I said, you know, people, I don't care what your opinion is of Donald Trump. Bottom line is people say his policies, immigration policies, inhumane. Wrong. When illegal immigration is down 83%, we're at a 35-year low. How many women aren't getting sexually assaulted by the cartels? How many children aren't dying? How many pounds of fentanyl are not getting into the country that killed 100,000 overdose deaths already under Joe Biden?
Yeah.
And record number of migrant deaths this year under Joe Biden. More migrants have died making this journey this year than any time in my 35-year career I remember, because when you open the border like this and make promises, you can't be arrested, we're not going to remove you, the most vulnerable people in the world are going to put themselves in the hands of criminal cartels. So Joe Biden's policies are not humane at all. People are dying.
Yeah. Haiti, we've seen footage from Todd Benzman, Del Rio, and elsewhere of tens of thousands of Haitians. How's that happening? That's not a country that borders America. This is just the exploitation of the situation under the Biden administration.
Absolutely. They're all coming down to Central America. Many of them are coming through South America and Brazil. Brazil is a huge trafficking country because they have very little requirements there. They work their way up through the Darien Gap in Panama. Again, thousands of immigrants have died in the Darien Gap jungle. And that brings up another good point. When I was ICE director, we had a contingency in Panama working with the Panamanian officials because we arrested hundreds of known and suspected terrorists coming out of the Darien Gap.
Terrorists?
Yes.
Suspected terrorists?
Yes, known and suspected terrorists coming through Darien Gap. Working with Panama, we deported them right from Panama. So our relationship with Panama is important. But in the recent ICE report, they talked about they deported last year 30 known and suspected possible terrorists. So for those that say terrorists don't come across the border, yeah, ICE deported 30 of them last year, so you tell me.
It's a lie. The book is Defend the Border and Save Lives by Tom Homan, solving our most important humanitarian and security crisis. This is America First One-on-One, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain, me included. But it's not just me, it's people like Leah from Ohio. This is Leah's story. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain, I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I'm a believer 100%. That story could be your story. It should be your story. Find out today. There's only one way, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of the 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans.
And
Tom Homan.
I've been on Relief for Factor for 6 months.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to get him to record the line. As you heard it, do it today. Call 800.
No, it works. It works.
500-8384. It works. You know Tom. You can trust him. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. Mike Lindell has a true passion to help everyone get the best sleep of their lives. Therefore, he created the Giza Dream bed sheets. They look and feel incredible, which translates to an even better night's sleep for you. Mike's latest amazing deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you will receive 60% off the Giza Dream sheets that come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You'll receive a full set for as low as $39.99. And for a limited time, with any purchase, you'll receive Mike's soft cover book free when you use promo code GORKA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use promo code GORKA. Along with this offer, you'll also get deep, deep discounts on all his MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-829-8468, promo code GORKA. Just go to MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA. Okay, I'm going to ask the tough question now from Tom Homan. You are out of office. You don't wear a uniform. You don't carry a badge. Why is this happening? What's the real reason? Why is this administration? Why did we go from securing the border, record drop in illegal immigrants, building walls, making sure that COVID isn't exploited, dropping the drug smuggling? Why is this all literally reversed day one? What's the real reason?
Well, first of all, I'm not out of the fight. I've written more I've written more affidavits suing the Biden administration than I did as an agent. We're 4-0 with the state of Texas. We're 4-0.
You said, before he came into this, before we turned the mics on, he said, you know what? I'm working harder than I did when I was director of ICE. Good, because we need you. And then we need you in the second Trump administration. So you are fighting the good fight.
I come back. But look, what do I think? Why would I've said this many times. I worked for 6 presidents. Every president, including Obama and Clinton, came into office and has some idea. Okay, we need to secure the border. Some took it more seriously than others. Some went further than others. But they all wanted a secure border, and you heard him say it during the campaign. You hear him say it from the White House. Joe Biden's the first president that came into office and unsecured the border. Unsecured, the most secure border I ever had. There's no downside in a secure border. There's no downside in less women being assaulted, less children dying, less billions cartels make, less overdose deaths in this country, less criminal aliens entering this country. So what's the reason? The only reason I can think of is for perpetual power. Because also Joe Biden, the first 2 weeks in office, he overturned the Trump census rule. So now all these millions coming in will be counted in the next census in sanctuary cities. What does that mean? More seats in house for the Dems, which leads to electoral college, which leads to perpetual power.
So it's not just more seats based upon the census. If you amnesty 10, 20 million illegals, the expectation is, they believe, I think it's racist, but they think that they'll all be automatically Democrat voters.
There's no other reason in this world you'd want to open the border up to more death and chaos other than perpetual power. And we know it's not a coincidence he overturned the Trump census rule within the same 2 weeks he opened the border up.
Okay. I want to help those who maybe, you know, just accidentally arrived on this channel, or somebody sent them the video link from our Rumble feed. If you're not a Trump supporter, if you think building the wall is evil, is nasty, and, you know, this is, you know, radio, so there are limits. But will you explain, because you've seen it, you've been there for 6 presidents, the tragedy of open borders? Just walk us through some of the things that you, Tom Homan, have seen in terms of lives destroyed and lives lost.
Well, first of all, that's why I titled the book Defend the Border, Save Lives. A secure border saves lives, because the most vulnerable won't take that risk. And that's what President Trump did by everything he did. So look, in my 35-year career, the reason I wrote the book, Defend the Border, Save Lives, because I wanted people to understand illegal immigration isn't just about people saying, well, he's just coming to the country, make money, send back to his family. You know, the guy's just trying to make a better life for himself. But they need to understand this whole ugly underbelly of the criminal cartels. Hey, look, Doctors Without Borders, it was their study, multi-year study, 1 out of 3 women that make that journey get raped by the cartel.
And that's not a conservative organization. Doctors Without Borders cannot be accused of being a pro-Trump organization.
So you got the assault on women. I've seen my share of children dying. I mean, that's why I lost my temper in one hearing when a congressman claimed I didn't care about dying children unless they were white, which enraged me because I held dying children. I've held dead children. I stood in back of a tractor trailer with 19 dead migrants at my feet. And for a kid that grew up in a small farming town, you know, to stand in the back trailer and 19 people who suffocated to death in a steel box, temperature 177, I'll never forget that. And I've interviewed a 12-year-old little girl who was raped numerous times by the cartels, has over 22 different DNA samples in her after the exam. I've talked to parents who lost her child during the trip. You know, I had one old man approach me. I was a border patrol agent many years ago. He was coming up with a whole group with a cartel, and his daughter fell into a snake pit. And, you know, that's how she died. Can you imagine the horror about falling into a rattlesnake snake pit? No one's helping him. No one's going to call 911 because now she's not worth money because he can't get her to the destination to get paid. The smuggler kept moving on. The father broke off the group looking for someone to help, and he ran across us. And look, I've seen a lot of tragedy. I've seen a lot of death. And that's why I'm so emotional about what I do. When people say, why do you get angry when you're doing a Fox interview? Why do you get angry when you testify in front of Congress? Because they haven't seen what I've seen.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of death. I've seen cartels make billions, the same cartels that murdered Border Patrol agents. So I get upset. And if people wore my shoes for 34 years, if buy my book, I talk about these stories in my book, you'd understand why Tom Homan is emotional and take this seriously. And that's why I committed to President Trump. He comes back, I come back. We got to fix this.
The book is Defend the Border and Save Lives. That is the literal truth. And would you, for those who don't die, who raped and survive and are handed off and their family pays off the 5, 10, 15 grand or whatever it is, will you explain when an illegal immigrant comes here, disappears, and then gets paid cash for whatever it is, busing tables or whatever. Who gets hurt the worst? It's not you and me.
No, it's American employees get worse.
But not only that, it's the recent legal immigrants, right?
Right. But it drives wages down. Let me explain one true story. I put a new roof in my house. I think I talked about it the last time I was in the show.
No, go ahead.
I put a new roof in my house 2 years ago. First of all, I had to call 6 companies before I got one to guarantee me a legal workforce. I don't want anybody illegal in my roof. So I finally got a company to do it. So anyways, one of the guys came to my house. He couldn't do a whole roof replacement. He just offered to fix the little bit of damage. It was a father and a son. They had their own roofing company. They had 20 U.S. citizen employees. He had to lay off every one of them because he couldn't compete with the companies that had all illegal aliens on the roof. And he goes, they're on the roof down for $5 an hour. I'm paying U.S. citizen at least 15 in the winter, yeah. 20 in the summer. And he goes, and I just couldn't win any bids. So now me and my son are just running around doing small repairs. And he told me that story, and it stuck. And that's why E-Verify is necessary. I don't know why when we had the House and Senate and the White House under Trump, we didn't push E-Verify. E-Verify is a necessary tool.
And
to this day, you can go to the E-Verify website and check and see if the company you're hiring is a member E-Verify. If they're not a member E-Verify, I won't hire them.
Don't use them. And sadly, the Chamber of Commerce is now on the wrong side. We're talking to former Director of ICE for the Trump administration, Tom Homan. The book is Defend the Border and Save Lives. You're listening to America First, One-on-One.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
There are a handful of people, after my time in the swamp in the White House, there are a handful of people who reinstill in me my faith in humanity, and you are one of them. You, Mark Morgan, you know, the real fighters telling the truth every single day. Let's go beyond your 34 years of service to this nation. Let me ask you something personal. Why, and if you don't want to answer, I get it. Why do we need my old boss, your old boss, back in the White House?
Because he knows how to fix it. He's a proven leader. Again, it was an historic change he did. Historic levels of immigration were decreased, right? A lot of lives were changed. We had the most secure border in my entire career, which spans 35 years. So if he can do another 4 years, he can finish the wall, he can put these policies back in place, save a lot of lives, and secure the nation. Look, this is just not an immigration crisis. I don't care what people think about immigration. It's a humanitarian crisis. People are dying. People are getting sick. COVID's coming across. It's a public safety crisis because of COVID. Public health crisis because of COVID,
right,
and TB and other diseases coming across, measles. It's a public safety crisis because Border Patrol's arrested over 12,000 convicted criminals. So how many criminals don't want to get arrested? So how many of that 500,000 were gang members, convicted criminals? So it's a public safety crisis. And finally, it's a national security crisis. Border Patrol's arrested 16 people on the FBI screening database. How many of that 500,000 were known as suspected terrorists? Yeah. The 16 that got arrested, obviously, were morons because they got arrested. They don't want to get arrested. So my fear is how many of that 500,000 were known as suspected terrorists that came here to do harm to this country? We don't know, but someday I sadly think we're going to find out.
And we haven't even mentioned the fentanyl. And we haven't mentioned the other thing, which kind of, I don't understand why conservatives aren't better at communicating this. The money, the billions that are being made for the cartels. When the borders are open, one organization profits the most. And it is the traffickers who smuggle children, who rape children, who smuggle drugs, who smuggle guns. That should be just the simplest reason. Beyond everything else, it's a humanitarian disaster, public health disaster. But just let's not make money for the cartels. God bless you. Can't wait to see you. It's up to us, guys. If we do our part, President Trump's going to be back in the White House 2024, and I know he's going to be calling Tom the day he wins that election. So the book is Defend the Border and Save Lives, Solving Our Most Important Humanitarian and Security Crisis. God bless you, Tom, for fighting the good fight. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, let's end, as we do, every Friday with the boss.
We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never back down. We will never, ever surrender. My fellow Americans, our movement is far from over. In fact, our fight has only just begun.
Brought forth a continent, a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Happy Friday, guys. Welcome to America First with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, member of the Defense Department's National Security Education Board, former strategist to President Trump, and just a guy who likes guns, which means on Friday, we celebrate the Second Amendment. We talk national security. We will be joined by the Baron later this hour. Boris Epstein, my former White House colleague, another associate, Ken Kuklowski, DOJ lawyer, to talk about the disastrous Senate confirmation hearing of Judge Ketanji Brown. We'll be joined, as ever on Friday, by Jim Carafano from the Heritage Foundation to talk all matters national security. And then Tim Harmson, one of the best gun YouTubers out there, the man behind the Military Arms Channel. And then a real treat for you on a Friday, a whole hour with none other than the man who ran ICE for President Trump, Tom Homan. You do not want to miss any of it, but make sure that you definitely listen to One on One with Tom. Subscribe to the podcast right now, and you won't miss a minute. Go to Spotify, punch in my name, Sebastian Gorka, and you won't miss a nanosecond. Okay, the war in Ukraine, what is going on? It's shocking. Every day, it gets worse. Just when you think it can't get any worse, you hear about this. Civilians being kidnapped by Russian forces. This is Fox News, Cut 3.
Go to Fox's own Greg Palcott. Greg, what's the latest tonight?
Well, Sean, while President Biden talks with ally leaders in Brussels, the Ukrainian forces are putting up one heck of a fight. Very dramatic today in Berdyansk, is a port in the southern part of the city. One Russian landing ship destroyed, another damaged. These ships are crucial to bring troops, arms, and supplies to the Russians. Their destruction is an important gain for the Ukrainians. Meanwhile, in the suburbs of Kyiv, intense fighting going on. Ukrainians claiming gains in what they call a counteroffensive. It can't be independently verified, but at the very least, it is certainly keeping the Russian troops occupied. Still, it's continuing, Sean, to look very grim in the devastated city of Mariupol. 100,000 trapped, 90% of the buildings destroyed. We have new reports in the last couple hours of Russians actually entering the center of the city, and reports that Russians are abducting thousands of civilians. And Ukrainian President Zelensky got to have a word in via video link to the summit of leaders of NATO. He had one major pitch: give us weapons. First, he said, unrestricted, give us weapons. And then he got a little bit more realistic. He said, just give or we will buy 1% of your tanks, your planes, your missiles. Very desperate indeed, Sean. Back to you.
The amount of information that we have to process, and please don't think you can ignore this. If you just look at the price of gas, if you look at the future of the Eurasian landmass, you can't have war in Europe without it affecting all Americans eventually. But it's hard, I understand, to sift the wheat from the chaff, the disinformation on both sides. That's why my buddy Greg Gutfeld has a certain level of frustration, even with Fox News itself.
Tell what's true. I hear, there are two generals, retired generals on Fox. One goes, it was over already. Like, Ukraine was already flattened. And then there's another guy that I saw today going like, oh, Ukraine is winning. Ukraine is winning. We have to back them. And I'm like going, I don't know what's true.
You can relate to that. I think all Americans can. But there are certain things that are indisputable. Let's just map them out for a moment so that at least we can be informed and make the right decision. Putin is a former KGB colonel. He's corrupt. When he was the deputy mayor in St. Petersburg, he helped privatize a large chunk of the Russian local economy into the pocket of his boss and himself. He's also a murderer. He's a killer. Whether it's orchestrating the Moscow apartment bombings to justify the Chechen war, or whether it's having dissidents or journalists murdered in Moscow or even outside of the country, including in the UK. Second, the Ukraine, for all of its problems, including corruption, is an independent nation. As such, it had a right to maintain its national sovereignty. It was invaded by a nuclear power, the largest nation in the world, with 11 time zones. The idea that the Ukraine could threaten Russia is insane. Even if you buy into the conspiracy theories of bioweapons labs, Americans were going to use to attack Russia. Russia is a nuclear power with thousands of nuclear warheads. That's an absurdity to say that they could be attacked by the Ukraine that has a fraction of its economy. And also Russia having one of the largest militaries in the world in addition to nuclear weapons. On top of that, we know what? This administration is weak. There would have not been an invasion of Ukraine had President Trump been re-elected or the last election been stolen. Likewise, if Biden had shown a little bit of courage, not surrendered Afghanistan with a disastrous exodus that left that nation with $83 billion worth of our equipment to fall into the hands of our enemies, the Taliban. Likewise, the Ukraine would not have been invaded. How do I know that? There are confirmed reports from the Pentagon just in the last 48 hours, that the Russian Ministry of Defense is refusing to return the calls of the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Milley. Think of that. What is that message really saying? We're not at war with Russia. No American troops have deployed. No American vessels have launched cruise missiles or planes dropped ordnance onto Russian cities. But this administration is so unrespected, disrespected, that Russia at war in Europe thinks it is okay not to return the calls of our Pentagon. Beyond that, in the last 4 weeks, we have witnessed sights that we thought were for the history books. Civilian centers shelled, hospitals bombed, children hiding out in a theater being bombarded. In the name of what? Stopping Nazis? In a country with an elected president who is a Jew, whose family members died in the Holocaust, none of this is in dispute. So I call all of you to help me get our nation and those with the perhaps the loudest voices to think twice when they don't use critical thought. And they help those who are inhuman. For all the weaknesses of Ukraine, I know Burisma. I know the past regimes there. It is a free nation. And its leader has decided to reject offers to escape like a coward. And is staying there to fight for his family and fight for his nation. That, I think, is what any true man would do, and it is an example of leadership. So keep them in your prayers, President Volodymyr Zelensky, and all the Ukrainians who are right now fighting their 1776. Be sure not to miss a moment. Subscribe to America First. Go to Spotify, punch in my name. It's free. Write a review. Share the links. Next, we'll be joined by my former White House colleague, the Baron Boris Epstein.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.